Well, hello there, everyone. Welcome back for another Shady Groove podcast. You're in for a treat today. This is a special podcast edition. This is the newly appointed Rocktoberfest. Anyway, autumn is here. I don't know if you knew, but the leaves are changing color, waiting for that big gust of wind to allow them their inevitable fall. You know, this is one of my favorite parts of the year, and favorite parts of autumn is also just the Oktoberfest beers that are flocking and flooding the bars, pubs, and dives around right now. Microbrews and beers of all sizes, people of all races and gender are just flocking to bars to get a little taste of these wonderful brews. People are getting drunker faster just because they are heavy beers and they're great. So love it. You gotta love it. And of course, there's a lot of great beers, but the Oktoberfest beers are something is something special. And of course, the real Oktoberfest over in Germany in Munich, it actually has passed already. It's 16 days. Actually, the real deal is it's 16 days leading up to including the first Sunday in October. So it's already passed, but we're going to continue the tradition and go through right here. Beer in general, world's oldest and widely consumed, oldest and most widely consumed alcoholic beverage. We, you know, today we're paying respect to all of the alcoholic vices. Alcoholic vices being anything. Actually, you know, the alcohol in general in American history. In the early 19th century, Americans had inherited a hearty drinking tradition. All types of alcohol. One of the reasons people said for this hearty drinking was attributed to the overabundance of corn, which encouraged widespread production of cheap whiskey and whatnot. So we're going to be talking about all those things today. Today, we unite alcohol and music in a fusion created by the gods. Welcome to Rocktoberfest by Shady Groove, number 2.
So break some bread with the family. gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. I start to spend my money calling everybody honey and wind up singing the blues. I've spent my whole paycheck on some old wreck, brother, I can name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. I gotta get drunk, I can't stay sober, there's a lot of good people in town that like to hear me holler, see me spend my dollars, and I wouldn't think of letting them down. There's a lot of doctors that tell me that I better start slowing it down. But there's more old drunks than they are old doctors, so I guess we better have another round. Well, now I gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. I start to spend my money calling everybody honey and wind up singing the blues. I spend my whole paycheck on some old wreck, and brother, I could name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. Jimmy Day! I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. I start to spend my money calling everybody honey and wind up singing the blues. I spend my whole paycheck on some old wreck, brother, I could name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do.
Socialite engagements and his selfish wife's fanatical ambition. He turned him to the booze and he got mixed up with a floozy, and she led him to a life of indecision. The floozy made him spend his dough, she left him lying on skid row, a drunken lag at some Salvation Army mission. It's such a shame.
Oh,
Yes, sir. Alcohol. That was good old Ray Davies. Gotta love his storytelling from Ray Davies, man. And the Kinks doing Alcohol from Muswell Hillbillies from back in 1971. It was remastered in 95 or 98. I think 98 was it. The year it was remastered. Anyway, before that, we had Willie Nelson doing I Gotta Get Drunk off of his One Hell of a Ride album in 2008. Can't have a drinking podcast without Willie. And we started the block off and started this Rocktoberfest off with Mo doing Raise a Glass off of their Sticks and Stones album in 2008. So it's going to be a hell of a ride today. So strap your boots on and time real tight, because we got a lot of good stuff for you. You're going to hear a lot of good country because, I don't know, they like to tell stories about drinking. You know, I thought for a second blues was going to overtake the amount of songs I'm doing here, but blues just, you know, it's got that feeling. Country music really likes to sing about it and talk about it. But anyway, so speaking of that, let's hear a little Merle Haggard doing a song called I Think I'll Just Stay Here and Drink.
Could be holding you tonight. Could quit doing wrong, start doing right. You don't care about what I think. I think I'll just stay here and drink. Hey, putting you down don't square no deal. At least you know the way I feel. Take all the money in the bank. Think I'd just stay here and drink. Listen close and you can hear that loud jukebox playing in my ear. Ain't a woman gonna change the way I think. I think I'd just stay here and drink. Me now don't mean a thing. Since love ain't here, don't feel no pain. My mind ain't nothing but a total blank. I think I'd just stay here and drink. Yeah.
Well, you like flowers, and I like liquor. You're always nice, but my way's quicker. I've been watching you all night long, and I gotta say something. Don't care if it's wrong, I'm feeling outrageous. Hope it's contagious. I won't spend the night with you. Yeah, and I'm the kind of boy who's slow and lazy, a little bit lost and a little bit crazy. You're the kind of girl who wakes at dawn, walking through the kitchen till the soap's come on. But baby, it's only that I'm feeling lonely and I want to spend the night with you. Oh, sweet romance, pillow talk, limbo dancing. I'm just a fool, hiding from the rain, sitting with a bottle of the cheap champagne. But I'm feeling funky, drunker than a monkey, and I won't spend the night with you. We'll make love and we'll have a ball in the kitchen against the wall. Getting excited, hope I'm inviting. I won't spend the night with you. Yeah, cause you like flowers and I like liquor. Your way's nice, but my way's quicker. I've been watching all night long, and I gotta say something. Don't care if it's wrong, feeling outrageous. Hope it's contagious. I wanna spend the night with you. Yeah, I'm getting excited. Hope I'm invited. I wanna spend the night with you.
Soft and snuggly place.
Are you sad?
Something rainbow. A soft and snuggly place. unhappy. You might not let me pass.
Beer Can off of there, going way back to 1994 to Mellow Gold, their Mellow Gold album. And Hayes Carl before that doing Flowers and Liquor off of his album of the same name back in 2002. And Merle Haggard started that all off with I Think I'll Just Stay Here and Drink. That was one of his great tunes, you know, released as a single back in 1980 on an album Back to the Barrooms. So, we're just going to keep it all moving. This is Shady Groove. It is Rocktoberfest. So drink up, raise a glass, and always remember, don't be menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Don't body and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking and no, sipping on gin and juice, laid back. Bartender,
please don't be so slow. I've got time for one more round and a six pack to go. Tomorrow morning, someday, I know I'll be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I want a six pack to go. I've been drinking all day long, taking in the town. I done spent my whole paycheck just a honky tonking round. And I don't have a dime to pay my rent. I ain't gonna worry you though. I've got time for one more round and a six pack to go.
Whoa, yeah, Leon Russell cutting it up as his alter ego Hank Wilson, and doing the song right there, Six Pack to Go. A bunch of country classics on that album that he's got going on there. It's called the album's called Hank Wilson's Back, so that's his alter ego. Back in 1973 that was released. And we started that blog off with a long one there. That was The Gourds doing Gin and Juice. Put them on the map right there. Off of their Go Get Your Shine Box album in 2001. It was that's a great bluegrass cover of Snoop Dogg's legendary tune. And they, I don't know if you remember back in the day, in the early days of Napster, you know, back in the years 2000, 2001, we had, that was a hot song on Napster, widely shared and mislabeled as Fish. But there we go. Gourds, Gin and Juice representing gin and this Rocktoberfest right here. So let's keep it on moving. This is the, just the jam of the day right now, so it's a little long tune. We're gonna rock it out for you a little bit, and let's kick it with some George Thorogood. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
I wanna tell you a story about the house in blue. I come home one Friday, had to tell the landlady I done lost my job. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent, and out the door I went. So I goes to the landlady. I said, you let me slide. I have the rent for it tomorrow, the next day I don't know. So she let me slide it on, you know, people. I notice when I come home in the evening, she ain't got nothing nice to say to me. But for 5 years, she was so nice. Lord, she would love a dubby. I come home one particular evening. The landlady said, you got the rent money yet? I said, no. Can't find no job. Therefore, I ain't got no money to pay the rent. She said, I don't believe you try to find no job. Said, I seen you today, you were standing on a corner, leaning up against a post. I said, but I'm tired. I've been walking all day. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come out, I didn't have the rent, and out the door I went. So I go down the street, down to my good friend's house. I said, look, man, I'm outdoors, you know. Can I stay with you maybe a couple days? He said, oh, let me go and ask my wife. He come out of the house, like I seen his face. I know there was no. He said, I don't know, man. She kind of funny, you know. I said, I know. Everybody funny. Now you funny too. So I go back home. I tell the landlady, I got a job. I'm gonna pay the rent. She said, yeah. I said, oh yeah. And then she was so nice. Lord, she would love it, love it. So I go in my room, pack up my things and I go. I slip on out the back door. Down the streets I go. She hollering about the front rent. She'll be lucky to get in the back rent. She ain't gonna get none of it. So I stop in the local bar, you know, people. I go to the bar. I rent my coat. I call a bartender. I say, look, man, come down here. He got down there. So what you want? One bourbon, one scotch. Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man, I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice. Gonna get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch. But I'm sitting out at the bar. I'm getting drunk. I'm feeling mellow. I'm drinking bourbon. I'm drinking scotch. I'm drinking beer. Look at the bar. Here comes the bartender. Doesn't look mad. Come down here. So what you want? No one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. No, I ain't seen my baby since the night before last. Gotta get a drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here. I want one bourbon, one shot, one beer. One bourbon, one shot, one beer. Well, all right. Your mouth is getting dry. You're plenty high. Look down the bar. I see my bartender. I said, look, man, come down here. You got down there. So what you want this time? I said, look, man, what time is it? He said, the clock on the wall said 3 o'clock. My last call for alcohol. So what you need? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Lord, I ain't seen my baby since a night on a week. Gotta get drunk man, so I can't even speak. Gonna get high, man, listen to me. One drink ain't enough, Jack, you better make it three. Gonna get drunk, I'm gonna make it real clear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. One bourbon.
I've got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong. But sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always around. And you know that's when I fall. Now I can't help myself at all. And I get songs about a rambling man. Put a cold one in my hand. 'Cause you know I love to hear those guitar sounds. But don't you play, I'm so lonesome I could cry. 'Cause I'll get all balled up inside. And I'll get
Whiskey Bent and Hellbound. That was a great song. That man, that one's been stuck in my head for a while. That was off of the album with the same name by Hank Williams Jr. And that was back in 1979. And we started that block off with the jam of the day, the weekly jam. And that was George Thorogood and the Destroyers doing the John Lee Hooker drinking classic. One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer from back in 1977. Anyway, that was a great one. He does a great rendition of it and does it well. Anyway, we're gonna keep it on. We've only got like a couple left for you today, so we're gonna keep it on rolling, but slowing on down a little bit. We're gonna talk about the replacements right here, and you know, everybody at some point in their lives wants to be wants a local bar and to feel like Norm from Cheers, where everybody knows your name and. You know, they want to be a regular.
Well, I've heard hard day of nothing much at all. The sun has passed, it's too late to cut the grass. There ain't much to rake anyway in the fall. And sometimes I just ain't in the mood to chase my place and back for loudmouths. You're like a picture on the fridge, it's never stocked with food. I live at home, now I stay at the house. And everybody wants to be special here. They call your name out loud and great big whiskey to you anyway. Everybody wants to be someone's here. Someone's gonna show up, never fear. Here comes a regular. Call
Every day I tell myself it's temporary, but it's only 'cause she's young that makes her want another man. Even though she makes me feel unnecessary, I've found a way to help me understand. I've got this drinking thing to keep from thinking things about where you've been, who you've been with, what you've done. So I don't even ask. So I sit here on this bar stool, feeling helpless, and I wonder just how long a man can last. I've got this drinking thing to keep.
Okay, folks, we're winding down right now. This is The Shady Groove, and we are right in the midst of Rocktoberfest, winding down the 2011 Rocktoberfest, and we just heard Gary Stewart doing Drinking Thing off of his Essential Gary Stewart. That was in a song recorded in 1974, written by Wayne Carson, classic drinking song. And then before that was the Doors, doing an Alabama song. That was off of an album called In Concert in 1970. And we started that block off with The Replacements doing Here Comes a Regular, classic tune. The Replacements are a great band from the 90s, 80s, 90s. And they've been there around for people to be influenced by. The Gaslight Anthem frontman Brian Fallon has said that there would be no Gaslight Anthem without it. Hold Steady has cited their influences and whatnot. So great band and a great tune there. The ending tune for their album Tim. We've come to the end, folks. So I hope you had a good time and I hope you didn't drink too much. But definitely, keep on tipping them back. Raise a glass. Share some beverages, try not to get too crazy, and you don't want to be doing that AA thing. So, but just like we do every week, closing it down with the Gourds, doing I Like Drinking. So, take it easy, folks. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Drive safe. Always have a designated driver and whatnot. So, kick it. See ya.
You, there ain't nothing I wouldn't. bend over this girl. But you like the rattlesnakes, girl. You caught a strike.